Do you think people really know what they're voting for on this cannabis legalisation and control referendum?
Not really. I think it's a hugely emotive topic and people feel strongly one way or the other. But I don't think they're taking the time to look at the detail of what this bill would include.
Yeah. So the second of the two referendums for this general election is about cannabis legalisation and control. Welcome to Voter Talk, the election podcast series. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy.
So you get to vote yes or no. And if it's yes, I support the proposed cannabis legalisation and control bill. What's going to happen, Heather?
That means that if 50% of people vote yes, then the government after the election day can introduce a bill to legalise cannabis if they want to.
So it's can, not must.
That's right.
And if 50% or more vote no, then that's...
Then it won't happen.
It's dead in the water.
Yep. So there's no guarantee if after the election, even if 50% of people vote in favour, that a government will do it. I think the Labor government probably will. A national government may decide not to.
Okay, well, I've heard a heap of misinformation, in our, particularly in our number one focus group, which is the local pub. And it sort of goes along like this about, you know, people driving stoned to work, people stoned at work, and so on. But that this bill is actually, the referendum that and the bill it relates to is actually about harm minimisation, isn't it?
It is. That's the basic premise that it's drawing upon. And it's about regulating an industry from an industry perspective. At the moment, there's no regulation at all, and it's about introducing parameters with which cannabis would be able to be sold and consumed in New Zealand.
Yeah. So let's just burst a few misinformation bubbles first. This bill does not cover medicinal cannabis, hemp products, driving while impaired, or workplace health safety issues. Those are all covered by existing laws and will continue to do so.
That's right. There are all sorts of things that you hear people talking about that just aren't correct either. For example, the other day I heard somebody saying that cannabis is only going to be allowed to be smoked on licensed premises, which is not correct.
Yep. Okay, so what you can do if you're 20 or over, that's an important age, and that's to do with, you know, stages of brain development, I think, in clinical advice to that effect. You can buy dried cannabis up to 14 grams a day from licensed outlets. You can grow it if you've got a license from the government, but you can't be a grower in an outlet.
That's right. People personally will be able to grow up to 2 plants with a maximum of 4 plants per household.
Right, so you can consume cannabis in various forms in your home or at licensed premises, but not in public.
That's right.
So it's about, you know, keeping it out of the public eye and away from kids. I get that. And you can share no more than your daily amount, your 14 grams, with someone else who's 20 or over.
Yep.
I don't like sharing a bottle of wine when you think about it, is it?
That's right.
So the government, as you might expect, has got a whole heap of plans or proposals for how to regulate this. So there's going to be an agency that will limit the total amount of licensed cannabis that's for sale in the country, control the potency and contents of it. There's a whole lot of labelling around that, so you know exactly what you're taking.
Right, they'll apply an excise tax.
Of course they will.
When a product is packaged. And actually that's a significant change from what happens at the moment, of course, where government catches nothing.
Yeah, well, the gangs do. Location, trading hours and all that sort of thing, I don't think would end up being too different to the way councils deal with bottle stores now, not next to a school. And
I think probably those drafting the law are looking at the situation as it exists already with regulation of alcohol.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
Very similar product processes.
Yep, and you won't be able to, if this becomes law, you won't be able to import cannabis, and only licensed businesses will be able to import cannabis seeds. And there's a lot more detail in it, and if you want to drill into this in any more detail, go to the referendums.govt.nz website, follow the links to the cannabis referendum, and there's a whole heap of information there. And you'll also find lots of websites promoting the for and the against of this particular topic.
Yes, I've noticed lots of advertising around the place for both referendums, actually. The euthanasia or end of life choice bill and for cannabis.
Yeah. So I think that's probably enough on the referendum for now. Hopefully we've been able to clarify the main points there. Do you have a quote about cannabis?
I do have a quote about cannabis. There are a few to choose from. One that I think is quite delightful from a comedian called Joe Rogan, and it goes like this. People say you can abuse marijuana. you can abuse cheeseburgers. Does that mean we should close Burger King?
Mm-hmm. Right, well, that's all from us today. If you want to get in touch or send in some questions for subsequent podcasts, you can contact us through our website, talkpoint.co.nz. That's T-O-R-Q-U-E, point. And we're also on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and so forth. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.